Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article that Drs. Jay Parsons, Mary Jarnowski, as well as Darren Redfern wrote for the November issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Crop Residue Exchange Connects Cattle Producer with Available Forage. I'm joined today by Dr. Jay Parsons to discuss this article. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Parsons.
My pleasure, Aaron.
As we think about Nebraska, we rank third behind Illinois and Iowa in corn production. And when you look at the amount of irrigated corn acres in Nebraska, we would be unique amongst all states in terms of the number of acres under irrigation. These irrigated corn acres, combined with our tendency to have a dry fall and winter, really lend themselves well to cattle grazing. Share with our listeners some of the resources that are available now to link cattle producers with crop producers and really take advantage of the opportunity to utilize this forage.
Yeah, Aaron, we put together this crop residue exchange with that in mind, that there was a lot of opportunity for cattle producers to utilize the forage, and a lot of opportunity also on the other side for crop producers to basically capture some extra income by renting those forage acres out to cattle producers to utilize during the winter months. And so we developed the Crop Residue Exchange, and its URL is cropresidueexchange.unl.edu, with the idea that crop producers could go on there and list their property that they have available for grazing. And on the other end of the spectrum, the livestock producers could go on and search and see those available grazing resources and connect with those crop producers and arrange a suitable arrangement for them to utilize it.
So the Crop Residue Exchange isn't just for corn stocks. There's also the opportunity to put cover crops or other residues as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we you could go on and list, you know, all kinds of different things that you have there available in terms of different crops, whether it be a residue situation or whether it be just the crop is growing to be grazed and or whatnot. There's no limitation on that. Of course, we initially developed it thinking of corn residue, so that's the default in the drop-down menu, so to speak, when you list the type of crop residue that's available. But you can put in whatever you want there and describe it accordingly in terms of not only what's available there to be grazed, capacity in terms of number of animals, whether it's fenced, water availability, whether you're providing care with it, and so on. So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of describing the property that's actually available.
So how are you seeing this used with producers across the state?
Well, right now we're seeing mainly listings from the eastern half of the state of crop producers, of course, having property available. And we'll see anything from full care to no care. You know, we see some that are full care, full fence of water. Everything's provided. The livestock producer just needs to get their animal there. And then you see the other end of the spectrum where it's basically, here's an open field. Come and graze it. Now, we'd set this up very strategically in terms of wanting to make sure it was easy for producers to use. So on the livestock side, basically, you can search the listings even without registering, but in order to get contact information, you need to register. But that's really just putting in your name and your email address, and then it's up to you to actually make the connection. So we don't get too intrusive in terms of tracking things there. We do have surveys for people to fill out in terms of telling us about their experience and whether or not they got their cropland rented and so on. But we pretty much leave it up to them to take it from there once we make the connection.
Dr. Parsons, also share some of the research that you've done in terms of looking at what's the use of crop residue acres in Nebraska.
Yeah, you mentioned the corn acres that are available and where we rank in terms of states growing corn. The interesting piece is we're more than double any other state in terms of grazing of corn residue. You know, we're up about 53%, 53.5% according to surveys of our corn residue does get grazed. And I think, you know, you look at Kansas and Iowa's down around 7%, but Kansas and North Dakota, South Dakota are hovering right around 20%. And they're the only ones even remotely in the ballpark with us, and they're still less than half of that. So Nebraska does use a lot of corn stalks for grazing, but then when you look at that on the scale of 9 million acres, there's still another 4.5 million acres out there available to be grazed. We're just trying to connect people and help them utilize that resource. One of the things in Nebraska that drives that utilization, of course, is our grass is very expensive. And if you compare our grass rental rates on an AUM basis to Kansas, you're talking about 80% or more above what grass rents for in Kansas. So that, of course, motivates the livestock producer to look for and utilize other resources for the forage component.
Anything else to add, Dr. Parsons, as we point towards wrapping this up?
No, I just encourage producers, whether you're a crop producer, if you're a crop producer, of course, go on and list things that you might have available. If you're a livestock producer, take a look at that crop residue exchange.unl.edu and see if there's something there that you might be able to utilize. For crop producers, of course, right now we're not looking at great margins on a profit basis, and so this could be an opportunity to add some revenue to your bottom line. Whether you rent it out just on a per acre basis and let the livestock producer do their thing, or if you actually capture some value by offering full care and fencing to go with it. It's an opportunity to improve your bottom line. And of course, livestock producers are always looking for good feed resources. And so we hope to make it a win-win for both sides of that equation.
Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Parsons.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
For more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Wash podcast, I'd encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. In the November issue of the Beef Wash newsletter, you'll find this article, and in the article, a link to the Crop Residue Exchange. Also at the beef.unl.edu website, you'll be able to find several resources on grazing corn stock residue. These include extension circulars as well as articles on the topic. I also want to mention a tool that's available to estimate the amount of feed available on corn stalks. That's the Corn Stock Grazing Calculator. The tool is available as an Excel spreadsheet. It's also a part of a suite of tools that's in the NU Beef Calculate app.